Idaho Voters Pamphlet for the general election on Tuesday, November 8, 2022. This Idaho Voters Pamphlet has been published by Lawrence Denny, Idaho Secretary of State. This audio recording can be found on the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov/. Or you may request a copy by contacting the Talking Books Service at 800-548-3271. This pamphlet contains 6 pages, plus a cover page and cover letter. This audio recording contains markers, allowing direct access to the table of contents and each section of the pamphlet as outlined in the table of contents at Level 1. This recorded edition contains the entire text of the print edition. Some text has been modified, and a table of contents has been created at the Idaho Commission for Libraries to better suit this audio recording. Table of Contents, Voter Pamphlet 2022. Idaho Voters Pamphlet Cover Sheet. Letter from the Idaho Secretary of State. Proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment, SJR 102. Page 1. Idaho Advisory Question. Page 3. Important Dates and Voting Information. Page 4. Voter Registration Form. Page 5. County Clerk Contact Information. Page 6. Idaho Voters Pamphlet, Cover Page. General Election, November 8, 2022. Election Day Voting from 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. Important Deadlines. Voter Pre-Registration, October 14, 2022. Absentee Ballot Request, October 28, 2022. In this guide, Proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment, SJR 102. Idaho Advisory Question. Important Dates and Voting Information. Voter Registration Form. County Clerk Contact Information. Published by Lawrence Denny, spelled capital LAWERENCE, capital DENNEY, Idaho Secretary of State. Letter from the Idaho Secretary of State. Dear Idahoan, this voter pamphlet has been prepared to help serve as a reference for you. The information presented here is intended to help you make an informed decision at the polls. By voting, you have the right to help select your local, state, and national leaders. You also have a part in making Idaho's laws. Included in this pamphlet is important information on voter identification requirements, registering to vote, voting accessibility, and absentee voting options. You can check your voter registration status anytime by visiting VoteIdaho.gov. This website will also help you find the location of your polling place, register to vote, update your voter registration, and request an absentee ballot. VoteIdaho.gov also has helpful information on voting accessibility and the many types of voter assistance available in Idaho. Every vote counts. Voting is one of your most powerful rights and an important responsibility. I encourage you to take the opportunity to let your voice be heard by voting in the general election on Tuesday, November 8th. Your vote is important. Sincerely, Lawrence Denny, Secretary of State. Proposed Idaho Constitutional Amendment, SJR 102. A joint resolution proposing an amendment to Section 8, Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of Idaho relating to sessions of the legislature, stating the question to be submitted to the electorate, directing the Legislative Council to prepare the statements required by law, and directing the Secretary of State to publish the amendment and arguments as required by law. Be it resolved by the Legislature of the State of Idaho. Section 1. That Section 8, Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of Idaho be amended to read as follows. Section 8. Sessions of Legislature. 1. The regular sessions of the legislature must be held annually at the capital of the state, commencing on the second Monday of January of each year, unless a different day shall have been appointed by law, and at other times, in extraordinary sessions when convened by the governor, and in organizational sessions, commencing on the first Thursday of December after the general election, unless a different day shall have been appointed by law. 2. The legislature, while remaining a part-time citizen legislature, must also be convened in special session by the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives upon receipt of a joint written petition of at least 60% of the membership of each House, specifying the subjects to be considered. Such special session must commence no later than 15 days after the petition is received by the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. At a special session convened pursuant to this section, the legislature shall have no power to consider or pass any bills or resolutions on any subjects other than those specified in the petition and those necessary to provide for the expenses of the session. Section 2. The question to be submitted to the electors of the State of Idaho at the next general election shall be as follows. Shall Section 8, Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of Idaho be amended to provide that the legislature must convene in organizational sessions commencing on the first Thursday of December after the general election, unless a different day shall have been appointed by law, and in special session by the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, no later than 15 days following the receipt of a joint written petition of at least 60% of the membership of each House, specifying subjects to be considered, and to provide that the legislature shall have no power in such a special session to consider or pass any bills or resolutions on any subjects other than those specified in the petition and those necessary to provide for the expenses of the session. Section 3. The Legislative Council is directed to prepare the statements required by Section 67-453 Idaho Code and file the same. Section 4. The Secretary of State is hereby directed to publish this proposed constitutional amendment and arguments as required by law. Legislative Council's statement of meaning, purpose, and result to be accomplished. Currently, the legislature may meet in a special session only upon call of the governor. The proposed amendment would allow the legislature to convene itself in special session if 60% of the members in each House submit a petition to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The petition must specify the subjects to be addressed in the special session, and only those subjects could be considered during the special session. The amendment also requires the legislature to hold an organizational session in December following a general election. The purpose of the organizational session is to prepare for the upcoming regular session. The proposed amendment would formalize in the Idaho Constitution the legislature's long-standing practice of holding an organizational session. What your vote will do? Yes. A yes vote would approve the proposed Idaho constitutional amendment to allow the legislature to convene itself in special session if 60% of the members in each House submit a petition to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. No. A no vote would make no change to the current Idaho Constitution. Statements for the proposed amendment. 1. The constitutional amendment is needed to correct an imbalance of power among the three branches of government. The executive and judicial branches of government have no restrictions on their ability to conduct business when and as they deem appropriate, and the legislative branch should have the same power. 2. Idaho is one of just 12 states whose legislature has no power to convene itself into a special session under certain circumstances. The Idaho legislature should not be dependent on the governor to call it into special session when extraordinary events occur. For example, in 2020, the Idaho legislature wished to convene to consider COVID-19 matters and the expenditure of federal funding related to the pandemic, but the governor delayed convening the legislature. Idaho should join the 38 states, including all of Idaho's neighboring states, that recognize the legislative branch of government's right to determine independently when it should convene and conduct the business of the people it represents. 3. Authorizing the legislature to convene itself into special session will prevent the need for one or both houses of the legislature to defer adjourning sine die indefinitely, as happened in 2021, when the House of Representatives wanted to preserve its right to take up anticipated issues later in the year. Deferring the date of adjourning sine die results in numerous administrative problems, such as delaying effective dates of legislation and administrative rules. If the legislature is able to convene itself, there will be no need to avoid adjourning sine die. 4. The proposed amendment contains sufficient safeguards against any potential abuse of power by limiting the subjects of legislation to be considered during a special session to those listed in the petition, just as a special session called by the governor is limited to the subjects listed in the governor's proclamation. Statements against the proposed amendment. 1. The legislature has conducted its business for over 130 years without needing the ability to call itself into special session. This constitutional amendment is not necessary because the governor has called and can continue to call the legislature into a special session when necessary. Passing this amendment would remove a check and balance from the Idaho Constitution. 2. The Idaho legislature is a part-time citizen legislature. The proposed amendment provides no limitations on how often special sessions may be called or how long they may last. Idaho should not move toward having a full-time legislature, and Idaho's part-time citizen legislators with other careers should not be burdened with sudden, unpredictable special sessions. 3. Idaho businesses and citizens need the stable, predictable, and routine timeline of the regular legislative session to communicate with legislators regarding the effects that pending legislation may have on businesses and citizens. The ability of the legislature to convene itself into various special sessions may result in the passage of legislation that has not been properly vetted and could result in unintended consequences for Idaho businesses and citizens. 4. The proposed amendment requires a petition signed by only 60% of the members of each house of the legislature. This threshold is too low. Many states require a higher percentage, such as 67% or 75%. A higher percentage would deter the legislature from convening itself for subjects that may be trivial, vague, or not widely agreed upon. Idaho Advisory Question. Do you approve or disapprove of the state of Idaho using the record budget surplus to refund $500 million back to hardworking Idaho taxpayers, cut ongoing income taxes by more than $150 million, and put more money in our classrooms by increasing education and student funding by a record $410 million? Your approval of this effort would combat historic inflation by returning money to the taxpayers, creating a simple flat tax, and making the single largest investment in public education in Idaho history. As a voter, your ballot will ask whether you approve or disapprove. Sidebar. Do it all online at voteidaho.gov. Register to vote. Verify and update your voter registration information. Request an absentee ballot. Confirm an absentee ballot request. Track your absentee ballot status. Find your polling location. Curious about Idaho elections? The Idaho Voter Education Project has the answers. This fun and entertaining video series covers everything from how to register, how election officials maintain the voter rolls, absentee voting, tabulation of votes, election certification, and much more. Check it out today at voteidaho.gov/voter-education/. Democracy demands an educated and informed electorate. Thomas Jefferson. End sidebar. Important dates and voting information. Friday, October 14th. Last day to pre-register to vote. Deadline is 5 p.m. at the county clerk's office or 11:59 p.m. online at voteidaho.gov. Mailed registrations must be postmarked by this date. Friday, October 28th. Last day for registered voters to request an absentee ballot. All requests must be received by the county clerk by 5 p.m. Friday, November 4th. Last day for early or in-person absentee voting. Early or in-person absentee voting locations close at 5 p.m. Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. Polls open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voting requirements and options. Voter identification requirements. A poll worker will ask you to provide identification. Accepted forms of photo identification may be any one of the following. 1. An Idaho driver's license or Idaho photo identification card. 2. A U.S. passport or federal photo identification card. 3. A tribal photo identification card. 4. A current student photo ID issued by a high school or accredited post-secondary education institution in Idaho. 5. A license to carry a concealed weapon issued by a county sheriff in Idaho. If you are unable to present an acceptable form of photo identification, you may choose to sign a personal identification affidavit swearing to your identity and then vote. Voter registration. You can register to vote online or by mail up to 25 days before Election Day. After the pre-registration deadline, you can still register in person at your polling place on Election Day and then vote. For additional information about registering to vote, please visit voteidaho.gov or contact your county clerk's office. Accessibility. If you require assistance to vote on Election Day, several options are available to you. These include getting assistance from a person of your choice, using voter assistance terminals, and absentee voting. Please visit the voting accessibility page of voteidaho.gov or contact your county clerk's office for detailed information about accessible voting options. Absentee voting. You may vote by absentee ballot if you are registered by the pre-registration deadline. You must request an absentee ballot online at voteidaho.gov or from your county clerk's office at least 11 days prior to Election Day. Additional information and absentee ballot request forms can be found on the absentee voting information page of voteidaho.gov or from your county clerk's office. Early voting / in-person absentee voting. Counties must offer either early voting or in-person absentee voting, both of which conclude on the Friday before Election Day. Early voting allows you to vote in person at an early voting location, just as you would on Election Day. In-person absentee voting allows you to complete an absentee ballot at the county clerk's office. Please contact your county clerk's office for locations, dates, and hours of operation. For other questions, please contact the Secretary of State's Office, Elections Divisions, 208-334-2852, elections at sos.idaho.gov. 700 West Jefferson Street, Suite E205, Boise, Idaho 83702. P.O. Box 83720, Boise, Idaho 83720-0080. The Secretary of State and the Idaho Commission for Libraries have partnered to provide this voter information in a format accessible to the visually impaired. An audio version of this pamphlet is available from the Talking Books Service, TBS, for TBS users, or on our website at voteidaho.gov. Voter Registration Form. If you are unable to access voteidaho.gov to register to vote or update your voter registration, please contact your county clerk's office. County clerk contact information is located on the back cover of this voter pamphlet. This form is not an absentee ballot request. Note: this form is only if you need to update your voter information, you've moved, changed your name, etc., or register as a new voter in Idaho. This form must be postmarked by October 14th. County Clerk Contact Information. Ada, 400 North Benjamin Lane, Suite 100, Boise, Idaho 83704, 208-287-6860. Adams, P.O. Box 48, Council, Idaho 83612-0048, 208-253-4561. Bannock, P.O. Box 4489, Pocatello, Idaho 83205, 208-236-7333. Bear Lake, P.O. Box 190, Paris, Idaho 83261-0190, 208-945-2212. Benoit, 701 West College Avenue, Suite 101, St. Mary's, Idaho 83861, 208-245-3212. Bingham, 501 North Maple Street, number 205, Blackfoot, Idaho 83221, 208-782-3164. Blaine, 206 First Avenue South, Suite 100, Haley, Idaho 83333, 208-788-5510. Boise, P.O. Box 1300, Idaho City, Idaho 83631-1300, 208-392-4431. Bonner, 1500 Highway 2, Suite 124, Sandpoint, Idaho 83864, 208-255-3631. Bonneville, 605 North Capitol Avenue, Idaho Falls, Idaho 83402, 208-529-1363. Boundary, P.O. Box 419, Bonners Ferry, Idaho, 83805-0419, 208-267-2242. Butte, P.O. Box 737, Arco, Idaho, 83213-0737, 208-527-3021. Camas, P.O. Box 430, Fairfield, Idaho, 83327-0430, 208-764-2242. Canyon, 1102 East Chicago Street, Caldwell, Idaho, 83605, 208-454-7337. Caribou, P.O. Box 775, Soda Springs, Idaho, 83276-0775, 208-547-4324. Cassia, 1459 Overland Avenue, Room 105, Burley, Idaho, 83318, 208-878-5240. Clark, P.O. Box 205, Dubois, Idaho, 83423-0205, 208-374-5304. Clearwater, P.O. Box 586, Orofino, Idaho, 83544-0586, 208-476-5615. Custer, P.O. Box 385, Chalice, Idaho, 83226-0385, 208-879-2360. Elmore, 150 South 4th East, Number 3, Mountain Home, Idaho, 83647, 208-587-2130. Franklin, 39 West Oneida, Preston, Idaho, 83263, 208-852-1090. Fremont, 151 West 1st North, Number 12, St. Anthony, Idaho, 83445, 208-624-7332. Gem, 415 East Main, Room 202, Emmett, Idaho, 83617, 208-365-4561. Gooding, P.O. Box 417, Gooding, Idaho, 83330-0417, 208-934-4841. Idaho, 320 West Main, Room 5, Grangeville, Idaho, 83530, 208-983-2751. Jefferson, 210 Courthouse Way, Suite 100, Rigby, Idaho, 83442, 208-745-7756. Jerome, 300 North Lincoln, Room 301, Jerome, Idaho, 83338. 208-644-2714. Kootenai, P.O. Box 9000. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816-9000. 208-446-1030. Latah, P.O. Box 8068, Moscow, Idaho, 83843-0568. 208-883-2249. Lemhi, 206 Courthouse Drive, Salmon, Idaho, 83467. 208-742-1667. Lewis, 510 Oak Street, Room 1, Nez Perce, Idaho, 83543. 208-937-2661. Lincoln, 111 West B Street, Suite C, Shoshone, Idaho, 83352. 208-886-7641. Madison, P.O. Box 389, Rexburg, Idaho, 83440-0389. 208-359-6244. Minidoka, P.O. Box 368, Rupert, Idaho, 83350-0368. 208-436-9511. Nez Perce, P.O. Box 896, Lewiston, Idaho, 83501-0896. 208-799-3020. Oneida, 10 Court Street, Malad, Idaho, 83252. 208-766-4116. Oahe, P.O. Box 128, Murphy, Idaho, 83650-0128. 208-495-2421. Payette, 1130 3rd Avenue North, Room 104, Payette, Idaho, 83661. 208-642-6000. Power, 543 Bannock Avenue, American Falls, Idaho, 83211. 208-226-7611. Shoshone, 700 Bank Street, Number 120, Wallace, Idaho, 83873. 208-752-1264. Teton, 150 Courthouse Drive, Number 208, Driggs, Idaho, 83422. 208-354-8780. Twin Falls, P.O. Box 126, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303-0126. 208-736-4004. Valley, P.O. Box 1350, Cascade, Idaho, 83611-1350. 208-382-7100. Washington, P.O. Box 670, Weezer, Idaho, 83672-0670. 208-414-2092. End of Idaho Voters Pamphlet for the general election on Tuesday, November 8, 2022. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, September 2022. Read by Sue Vapp. Monitored by Rachel Welker. Reviewed by Jack Weinberg. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited.